Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Growth Matters Radio.
Good morning. Well, here we are for another Growth Matters show. I'm your host, Michelle Matthews, and today in our studio we have John McKinney, who is the core team leader of an organization called CRB. And CRB is a leading provider of engineering, design, and construction services. And their focus in the Atlanta market in particular right now is biotech, pharmaceutical, and life sciences. So welcome this morning, John.
Welcome. Thank you.
I'm really glad to have you here. So it's really exciting because, as I understand it, you just you're a nationwide firm, but that you just opened an Atlanta office.
We did. Atlanta is our 11th office here to help further support the Southeast region.
Great. And if I'm also not mistaken, this is just about your 30-day.
It is.
Yeah.
We just opened our office officially on October 1st. Obviously, there was more activities before that, but the official opening date was October 1st. So we're very excited, and things are going well.
Well, I'm glad that CRB is now in our marketplace, although it's my understanding you have had done business already here in Georgia, and you have a number of clients that
Correct.
You already service.
Correct. Although the office is new, CRB is not new to Georgia. We have approximately 11 customers in the Georgia area that we've serviced currently and in the past, and we've had a very positive response from them about us opening the local office here in Atlanta.
Yeah, so before we get into some of the things that you're doing in the Atlanta market, why don't we step back and talk a little bit about CRB as a firm and tell us a little bit about its history and what its focus is.
Great. Well, CRB started in 1984. It was a three-man office in Kansas City by three gentlemen, Mr. Clark, Mr. Richardson, and Mr. Biscup. Jeff Biscup is still with CRB. Their original thrust was providing specialized architectural engineering design services to the pharmaceutical and biotechnical company. So they've been very successful in growing CRB since then. We now are opening our 11th office, and we have over 500 employees.
Yeah, so when you think about growing within CRB, there's obviously a particular reason that you've chosen to come to Atlanta. Talk to us a little bit about why Atlanta.
Well, part of the philosophy for each of the locations within CRB as part of their growth has been be local, be the best. We're kind of rebranding that now. We're pursuit of excellence, yours. But we found to be successful to do that is to be close to our customers. So why Atlanta and why now? Well, the state of Georgia over the last few years have been very aggressive and successful in attracting biosciences or life science customers to come into, manufacturers to come into Georgia area. For example, they've had a large win with a very large manufacturing facility in Covington, Georgia. So hats off to State of Georgia Economic Development, Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce, and Georgia Bio, which is one of the professional organizations focused on biosciences here in the state, for example. So we're very excited to be members of Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce, a member of ISPE, or the International Society for Pharmaceutical Engineers, their local chapter here through Georgia Bio, and fortunate enough to be one of the team members on that rather large pharmaceutical manufacturing facility in Covington, Georgia.
So, well, congratulations on that. It must be kind of nice to be coming to some place and it feeling like it's new because you're starting up an office, but also having some roots here already. I think you said you have about 11
Correct.
Clients, so it's a little bit of the old and the new combined to start
it
you off.
It's very exciting to see the positive feedback that we've had from customer base here in Georgia to know that we're close, and in most cases within an hour of customers that we're currently doing work for in the North Georgia area, or 2 hours to Covington.
Great. So talk to us a little bit about what the firm actually does for its clients. What type of services do you provide? And maybe you can exemplify that in a recent project.
Well, I'll start kind of a high level on the marketing and services and then and get down into a little bit of the detail within a typical office. But as we've discussed, our markets include biotechnology, pharmaceutical, but we also do mission critical. And mission critical is like data centers. The Atlanta office is open originally to focus on biotechnology and pharmaceutical. But we will grow with the focus of additional core teams to provide services in the markets for mission-critical data centers, food and beverage, which I have background in food and beverage as well, and we have a couple of other offices, two other offices with those as centers of expertise, and science and technology, R&D facilities. And within the state of Georgia, there are several colleges that within them have R&D facilities in biotechnology and pharmaceutical. So that we're here to support. Services, well, we're an architectural and engineering design firm. So we provide A&E, as it's referred to, engineering consulting services, as well as design and build. So we have construction management capabilities within our company as well. So on a typical job, we are often asked to provide the design services to develop the information that's needed for a particular process, and process engineering is really our bread and butter. I would say that's the bulk of the expertise that we provide. We often say we provide brains and paper as our business, but there's a lot of truth to that. We try to maintain some of the highest skilled individuals through continuous training within the company to provide very good design, flexible solutions for our customers. So usually there's a new facility, you have new construction. We provide the architectural design for that building that's needed for the new to house the new process equipment. Our process group provides the design for that process itself, how it's going to operate to ensure that it meets the regulatory and safety requirements to safely and properly produce that product for our customer. And then there's the other typical engineering disciplines to help support that, be it mechanical, electrical, instrumentation and controls, and others. And we have an excellent quality group that helps ensure everything we do is properly conducted and satisfies our customer requirements. On our construction side, they build what we design, and they will help our customers with development of bid packages to go out for construction contractors or specialty trades to erect and install the equipment and the buildings, as well as manage those efforts. So they put together good pre-construction estimates, as well as the bid packages to help ensure and schedules that we can help our customers stay within their budgets and their schedule, which is important.
So it sounds like with the various skill sets that you have and where you focus, you can provide your clients with, you know, for lack of a better word, sort of soup to nuts kinds of services. But do you also help clients that maybe aren't bringing up a facility and starting a process, whether they're starting a new product or mm-hmm. they're making changes? How do you assist in that arena?
Excellent question, Michelle, because I was just referring to, say, like a new facility, but the bulk of our work is with existing facilities. It's to help with either process improvements so that they can get better efficiencies out of their existing equipment or a combination of that with some new equipment, or additions to their existing facility. For example, a lot of our work and some of our current work is for expansions of an existing facility to allow them to have more production capabilities mm-hmm. or bring on a new product line for the area. So we're seeing more of that now as we're coming out of the economic times and things are improving, and that's a big bulk of what we do. So that service then is to look at your existing facility, those equipments, find efficiencies in being able to, what you can reuse and where you may want to upgrade to have new equipment. Look at some of the options around architectural designs for facility expansions and to ensure that the areas of the expansion, not only just on your facility, but for the adjacent community, make sense and have good, flexible technological solutions that fit within their budget constraints and schedule. Because, again, the one thing we all have to remember for these products that they're generating, there is a production window. time to get to market that they really need to hit. So that's some of the expertise that we bring to ensure that we can have the flexibility and the technical solutions they need to get that in place in the time and the budget that's required.
Yeah, and so in sort of that explanation of some of the things that you do, you mentioned sort of the economic time that mm-hmm. we're in, and you know, any business, I'm a small business, you know, this last few years, you've really had to be on your P's and Q's in mm-hmm. order to expand and continue to grow. So talk to us a little bit about how you think, or what you think has helped CRB be positioned to kind of weather the storm a little bit, and then I'll follow up with a question about the future.
Well, that's a good question, and I'm going to toot CRB's horn a little bit. As you know, over the last few years, CRB's been recognized just this year in 2013 as a company of the year, and last year two of their projects were recognized again by ISPE, or International Society of Pharmaceutical Engineering, as projects of the year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And when you look back, ISPE began to recognize company of the years back in 2000, and CRB was the very first company that first year recognized. And since then, through these economic times, CRB as a company and or their projects have been recognized by ISPE almost every year: 2007, 2009, 2010, 2011, 12, and 13. So 2009 was a tough year, and when you look at the span of the years in which CRB has been successful, it's a very good question. How are they doing it? Well, there's some founding principles primarily within the company that we try to operate off of, and number one is always customer satisfaction. Now, it's very interesting. I'm going to read you the 4 points, and you're going to find that the very last one is typically in a lot of people's mind for growth, the first one, where you really have to focus on hard times and buckle down. But first is always customer satisfaction for us. Second is our employee development. And that's basically what we're providing to our customers. We want them to be the best trained, best skilled individuals, therefore providing the best skills and innovation and solutions to our customers. Third is we're very careful at what we do. We want to ensure that we're taking on projects that we know that we're good at. We're not chasing anything and everything, which in tough times, folks have a tendency to want to, drastic times call for drastic measures. We've stayed focused. We've stayed true to what CRB does best. And then lastly, we believe if you do the first three, you will make a profit. So our focus isn't necessarily just on the money. Yes, we are a for-profit business, but we realize what's helped us and CRB grow has been customer satisfaction, our employees, and then stay true to what you do best.
Great. I think a lot of times, if you go back and you look at my background, I do a lot of work in helping companies plan for mm-hmm. growth, and also think about their corporate culture. So the things that you're saying in terms of sort of the values mm-hmm. of your organization, it's sometimes hard to, particularly when you've got multiple locations, to be able to have that kernel of these are what we value and this is sort of how we build the foundation for how we're going to do business. How does CRB sort of replicate that across multiple locations and still make sure that it can stay true to those 4 points?
Oh, that's a good question. And CRB, obviously, since 1984 and now opening their 11th office, has figured out a good model that they can use to replicate and open new offices and be successful. And internally, within the company, that development of the employees, our upper management has been with CRB through those times. So we have a good management structure that feeds back down to those of us, such as myself, fortunate enough to open an office for CRB here in Atlanta, to kind of show us the way and help us. But at the same time, each office has some autonomy. We have some freedom to take the founding principles, follow those, but then tweak them, if you will, to kind of help develop based on the local culture of the office, our customer needs, again, satisfaction for that, and then our employee base. So something that's been stressed to me by our chief operating officer is to, yes, we have the founding principles and we have good experiences and what's worked, and we're going to provide that input to you almost as, yes, we're one company, but each office can kind of almost operate like a franchise and develop to the needs of the customer in your area. And I think that's been one of the biggest founding principles that have helped develop CRB in each location they move into. Now, as a small business owner, you know, you look, is there a market that can support your business? And again, CRB office here in Atlanta, the office is new, but CRB is not to Georgia. So they've been contemplating for some time about opening the office here. And the timing was right, combined with what the state of Georgia was doing and attracting and developing the market. And again, it's one of our principles to be local and be the best. And we've found that that's worked very well for us.
So I know that you're relatively new, like you said, and opened the office formally since October 1, but can you share with our listening audience kind of how you exemplify that? We've got these core principles, but we might need to tweak some things in the Atlanta office. Is there a couple things that you can point to that you think are going to be sort of that difference in the franchise here?
Yes. How we represent ourselves as CRB as a company, both engineering and builders, as a single unit to our customers. We look at, in our business planning development, which we're actually in the process of right now for next year, we are focusing on communicating openly with the local customers. As they know us, what do they see coming in the future? What are their needs? How can we better staff our local office to meet their needs? In addition, we're reaching out to the educational community around us in the colleges, for example, Georgia Tech. We've already had meetings with some of the key chairs in their engineering disciplines that we know are the types of engineers that we would hire. And we also know are the types of folks that some of our customers in industry would need. So to try to connect our office with the educational institutions as well as with industry, that's something that's unique for our office. We found our other offices have done very well. But, again, that's going to be local. So it's specific to Atlanta, schools like Georgia Tech, some of our customers, where our industry leaders are saying, you know, we're developing this huge manufacturing pharmaceutical facility in Covington, Georgia. And we're going to be ready in about 2 years. And it would be really nice if some of the engineering disciplines coming out of Georgia Tech or other schools have these kind of capabilities that would be better suited for what we do. In addition, that same manufacturing facility knows CRB, and we're doing work for them. So they know the capabilities we have are some of the same skill sets they would need. So now that we connect into Georgia Tech, we can attract students and provide an internship-type program that would help develop the culture within our office that better suited for Atlanta, get the experience to those students and engineers that would better suit them for the marketplace within the pharmaceutical and biotechnical industry that's developing here in Georgia. So, again, we've only opened October 1st, but we've taken some of these same practices from other offices, already put them in place, and had a very positive response, not only from the industry, but from the educational institutions and some of our key customers.
Yeah, so John, you've done a really good job, I think, this morning of painting a picture of what CRB does and how it helps its clients. Let's shift gears a little bit. Let's put the spotlight a little bit on you. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to CRB, because you're relatively new to the firm.
I am started with them in July, and I have over 20 years' experience. My degree is in chemical engineering. Process design and development. And I've started out in architectural engineering design and consulting and moved into the manufacturing. So I've actually worked on both sides of the table, if you will, and then back into architectural engineering and design. So that combination of skills is a bit unique in the industry and was something that was of interest of CRB, as I was interested in CRB's pharmaceutical and biotechnical industries. My background has been in several different markets, including food and beverage, which CRB was interested in, but the not so much in biotech and pharmaceutical, but the technology within my background and experience is similar to the technology used particularly on the biotechnical end with fermenting, cell culture development. So for other individuals out there that may be interested in, well, how do you kind of bridge from where you are today in your industry into others, or students are out there looking at, well, this is what I'm learning in school now, and how's that fit in the marketplace? In my own personal experience, it's been take a look at the technology, the systems that you're working on, some of the, in my case, production philosophies. You may find some similarities in other industries, which you can use to bridge in to those industries, maybe make a career change. You know, what are the strengths that you have? What are the strengths that they need? What are the similarities between the two? So that helped with CRB attracting me to them, and I'm very happy I made the move to CRB.
Great. Yeah, when I coach professionals, one of the things that I do talk about is people are thinking about how do they make a career change or how do they find what their next opportunity is. I think sometimes we're too focused on the title of what it is that we do as opposed to what are the skills that I bring, what is it that I really like. And if you can list those things out and define them, your point about seeing how they might be similar, that's what helps you be able to make that transition to different places. So it sounds like you sort of unlocked that code early and focused on what your skills were and then seeing how they could apply to other industries.
Right. And one good exercise to do that I found is when you're looking at a particular position you may be interested in, they will list the key skills and responsibilities. Write those down on a piece of paper. Put them on the left-hand side. Then on the right-hand side, take your skills and experience, and for each one of those, try to take your skill and experience and relate to each one of those. That's the basis for a good talking point when you're coming in with and you're looking at a career move. And it helps you understand, here's where my strengths are, maybe where I may have some weaknesses, but how you can address those, how you can sell yourself better to possibly a future employer in a different career, to identify, I understand your requirements and your needs, here's how my experiences and skills can match those or can be transferable.
Great. So that was a little coaching one-on-one.
It is.
In the moment. So that's great. So you are the core team leader, which I thought was an interesting title for the Atlanta office. Talk to us a little bit about what that means and sort of why that's the title versus managing principal or...
I will, and you mentioned something about titles, which I think is a good point. When you look at, if I were to give you my business card, you would notice it has my name and no title. And I think this is another philosophy within CRB. We are not caught up in titles. We are caught up in what we do to be the best, again, at what we do and satisfy our customer needs. So a title is given once you've, through that demonstrated experience and commitment, not only to CRB, but to your customers, you reach a particular level within the company as a principal, then you're given what's then considered a recognized title within the company. So the focus really is not what you're called, but what you do and how you embody that with your customer needs and within CRB. And I forgot the original question.
That's okay. My question was, it's interesting that your title is core team leader, if you have to give yourself a title. And talk to us a little bit about what that means within your firm.
Well, within a traditional architectural and engineering company, there is what we refer to as kind of a matrix arrangement, where each of the engineering disciplines are in a separate department. So you have a civil department, structural department, architectural department, and so forth. Then for a project organization, you would pull a team together by taking an individual or as many as you need out of each department. Well, within CRB, what we found that's been very successful for us is that we set up core teams respective to the market or the industries that we serve. So, for example, although Atlanta has a single core team because we're starting as a small office, we have approximately 8 employees, which by the end of the year we expect to have 10 and next year to double. At some point, we will split into separate core teams for the industries that we will serve. But right now we have one, and we serve the biosciences or biotechnology and pharmaceutical. In our larger, more developed offices, we will have separate core teams by industry. So I will have a pharmaceutical core team and a biotechnology core team and maybe a mission critical and a food and beverage. And within each core team, all of the disciplines or engineering specialties that are needed are then within that core team. So each core team would have their own architectural and mechanical and electrical and process and so forth. So that allows that core team to really focus within that industry, and those individuals develop within that core team real expertise within that core team. And we found that that's been very successful and adds a lot of value to our customers within that, and therefore repeat business. They come back to us because they know that we have that experience. Because usually as a small business, when you go in to sell, one of the first things your customer says is, tell me about your experience.
Exactly.
Have you done this before?
Yeah.
And very often they will also want, if you have and you've been successful, well, I want Michelle. Okay, well, we can do that because we keep that core team or those core teams, those individuals together.
Yeah. So what has been your biggest challenge or your biggest couple of challenges as you've been standing up this office here in Atlanta?
Well, the biggest challenge that we're finding is because the biosciences is not necessarily new to Georgia, but some of the larger manufacturing companies now that are moving in, the skill set and years of experience for the individuals that they would like to see that we need to have here representing CRB are not available. We have been, would love to recruit and hire locally. We are in the process of developing a lot of those means of doing that, hence our communication and relationship building with Georgia Tech and some of our larger customers here in Georgia so that we can get individuals with experience there. So that's been our biggest challenge. Now that we're seeing the economy starting to improve a little bit, and because we have these larger manufacturers such in Covington, Georgia, we're all competing for the same people with the same skill set. So currently our office, we have architectural, mechanical, and construction, and my background in process. So we are actively looking for individuals with the right skill set in process design, electrical, and instrumentation and control.
Great.
So that's been our biggest challenge is resource needs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So where is your office located in the Atlanta area?
We are over by Perimeter Center, right off 285 and Peachtree Dunwoody, close to the King and Queen Building.
Okay.
I think most folks know where that is.
So probably if we looked out the window,
we might see it.
What has been the biggest challenge that you personally have had in making the transition? And I don't know if you've ever had to stand up an office before, but you know, how are you growing through this process?
Well, good question. Thank you. Yes, I have helped with other small offices grow. In this case, the biggest challenge for me is containing the excitement and focusing on you know, the real needs of our folks and making sure we get things in place. We have a lot of activities going on right now. Although we just opened October 1st, we received our first contract award, a rather large one for the office, on October 17th.
Wow.
So we are very excited, staffed up, ready. We're starting that effort next week. So in the midst of that, you know, just the general housekeeping duties of having the office set up and operational, bringing new staff on, getting ourselves organized, I think, from a business perspective and those business processes like we talked. Yes, we have some founding principles and we have some good guiding practices that we use. But beginning to develop that culture at the same time as, you know, doing the work, bringing the folks on, and getting things started. Now, it's not all new faces. We have several intercompany transfers who have relocated from other CRB offices to Atlanta. So that's good, and that's helpful. But now it's time for rubber to meet the road, and everyone's excited. Now we have new work, and we have to maintain a certain amount of billability so we can, as a company, be profitable. So
yeah.
Balancing that culture and execution of the projects and getting a new office set up.
Yeah, so you're wearing many hats.
I am.
And before the show, you were sharing that you've got a son, I think, that
I
is going to be going off to college.
Yes.
Tell me, how do you sort of balance the personal and the business aspect, given that you've just got so much going on, but you sound like you're very much there for your son and for your family. Talk to us a little bit about how you're able to do that.
Don't sleep much. No, just joking.
Sort of.
I think it's a focus on the right time and the right place. For example, work, obviously, during the day. We probably all read some of the common practices there. Excuse me. Is make your day top heavy. And I try to live by that. Usually my day starts the night before. So it's plan your day, be ready in the morning, trying to get the majority of what you need to get accomplished in the morning time. So that in the afternoons, you can begin to kind of focus again on what's the tomorrow and the remainder of the week mm-hmm. follow for work. Then you can kind of clear your head. I call it check your baggage. Okay. So that when you get home, then you can kind of focus on the family. And there's a balancing act, and I'm sure plenty of folks have to do this when you're scheduling your day. It's not only work, it's also family as well. So you're looking ahead, special events, things you need to remember that where you need to be. Thankful to my wife. She's a very good event coordinator. And with a 16-year-old, as you mentioned, he's very active academically as well as athletically. There's a lot of extracurricular activities sure. outside the home and on the weekends. So you just, the old Nike adage, do it.
Yeah, check your baggage. I like that. Yeah. I like that as a term. So you mentioned that you are still in growth mode. You just opened, but you're still mm-hmm. in growth mode. I think you yes. said by the end of the year you'd like to have 10 people on staff.
Correct.
And by next year, double. So if you were to come back and talk to us, you know, 5 years from now, kind of where would you want CRB to be here in the Atlanta market, and kind of what are some of the things that as you are standing up this organization, you're looking ahead to make mm-hmm. sure that you can get there?
Well, first, in 5 years, I definitely want CRB to be considered the predominant favorite in the specialty services for architectural and engineering that we provide for pharmaceutical and biotechnical industry. That's why we're here, and that's why we continue. That's our plan for business development. Office size, I want to see us around 100 people, which would be consistent with where we are in our other larger offices, in about the same time frame. Cary, North Carolina, and Raleigh-Durham started with 6 people in 1994. They're our largest office in the company now. So, again, the practices and the models that we have put in place before that's been successful, we absolutely believe in those. And looking 5 years out, I'm fully confident that we're going to get there and represent more of the core teams or markets in the Atlanta office than we start with today in pharmaceutical and biosciences, so that we can have mission critical for data centers, food and beverage to service food and beverage in the Georgia areas, Coke, Anheuser-Busch, others. Technology and R&D facilities, working with the universities, there's several, and being a key community leader and activist for Georgia, Atlanta, and working with the schools. Again, we've only been open schools, and being a supporter of those is very important to CRB. We do, within all our offices, several times a year, a lot of community outreach programs we participate in. And we just recently participated in a golf charity outlet for a local high school so that we could help one of their academic fundraisers.
Great.
So I want to continue to see that CRB is known, they grow best at what they do, and from a community and professional organization, they know us not just as a service and a company, but on a personal level.
Yeah. So, again, I'm going to go back to the fact that you've got a son who is trying to make choices about college and therefore his career. And so if I was that engineering student, tell me why this particular area is an area that I, you know, really might want to direct my future in. Do that little sell for the industry itself, John.
Well, as we mentioned, the state of Georgia has done a fantastic job and continue to in developing our industry in pharmaceutical and biosciences. And I'm convinced, other than the large manufacturing facility in Covington, Georgia, that others are going to follow. And of those that are here, roughly the 11 customers that we deal with, and I'm seeing that they're growing, which is, again, the reason why we're here to help support them, is going to offer more job opportunities in the bio and life sciences industry. So if I was considering good schools, and that's in life sciences in the interest of mine, Georgia Tech's an excellent choice. You have other colleges within the area, Georgia, Georgia Southern, that also have good life science research. So I would look at those. Kennesaw State is looking at getting into life sciences research as well, which we hope to partner and help them. So from an education in years to come, I think in the near 4 to 5 years, you're going to find right here in Atlanta that as a prospective student, if you're interested in that industry, a lot of employment opportunities.
Great. Well, this has been very interesting to learn a little bit about CRB, and I appreciate that you shared a little bit of your story and kind of how you're managing through things. Just share with us if people want to get in touch with you and CRB here in Atlanta, how do they do that?
Well, there's several ways to get in touch with us and find out more about CRB, obviously through our website, which lists all of our locations and contact information. That's www.crbusa.com. And given the media madness, we also have our Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter accounts out there so you can follow us. Our business development and marketing, business development managed out of our Southeast region, so we have someone on staff all the time for our Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Just remember that CRB as the company name, which you'll find those listed under. And our corporate marketing is handled through Kansas City. So you'll begin to see a lot of press releases, again, with the same contact information. And look in professional publications, such as International Society of Pharmaceutical Engineering, because as I've mentioned over the rewards we've received in the last few years, you'll see our name in there a lot.
Great. So as sort of my closing question each week, I ask a similar question, and that is, you know, for our listening audience, if you were to think back to the person you were in your 20s, and you could give yourself, you had the experience that you have, what would you tell your 20-year-old self?
I would tell them, you don't have as much time as you think you do. Because it passes quickly. Typically in your 20s, you think, I can wait, I've got time, you know, that particular growth doesn't matter right now. Yes, it does. If you start looking within various industries, you'll see younger and younger upper management professionals. So, yeah, have fun, but learn and have a focus on what it is you're learning and what it is you want to do and make sure they connect. And I always tell everyone, begin with the end. Meaning, you're 20, and if you haven't given any thought to where you think you want to be in 10, 20, or 30 years, do so. It's a nice little exercise. Where do you see yourself? So begin with that end, and then start asking yourself, be honest, what you know, what you don't know, and then what do I need to do to get there? And start now.
Great. So, well, that's it for our Growth Matters for today, November the 1st. I cannot believe it is already November the 1st. It's going to be end of the year before we even know it. So join us here again next week for another edition of Growth Matters. So let's talk about it, because
growth matters.